Fintech investment company Capital Appreciation released its annual results today for the 12 months ended March 2019. The company reported revenue up 19.6% at 607.7 million rand, with cash generation from operations up 27.4% to 212.7 million rand. The company says it's been investing heavily for the future as demand for its businesses grow. To break down the results for us, I'm joined on the line by Bradley Sachs. He's a joint CEO at Capital Appreciation. Thanks very much for joining us, Bradley. Before you break down the numbers for us, you're an investment company, as I understand, that focuses on investing in fintech-type companies. Can you please elaborate for us the goods and services the companies you're invested in provide?
Sure, Nomfo. Thanks for having us on. So we have two divisions in our business. One is a payments business, where we provide our client base, which are primarily banks and other financial institutions, with payment capability. So the credit card and debit card machines that consumers use to purchase goods and services at retail outlets are the types of hardware devices that we provide. But then we also provide all the services that facilitate the actual transaction completing from the time you enter your PIN number to the time that the money is deducted from your account. And to the extent that there are loyalty programs or other vouchers or value-added services, we provide all of that technology and capability. And our client, again, is primarily the financial institution that's involved in those transactions.
Super.
And the second part of our business is providing software and services related also to financial institutions, allowing them to create applications and apps on your phone that allow you to engage with your bank. They provide the technology to allow banks to engage with their regulators on balance of payments and creditworthiness, and they help financial institutions migrate their existing hardware and infrastructure that they have and software into the cloud and become cloud ready to apply disciplines like artificial intelligence and machine learning to enable them to engage with their client base more effectively. So those are the two areas of our business.
Sounds impressive. So to the numbers now, your revenue growth was an impressive 19.6% at 607.7 million rand. Just take us through your various divisions and their contribution to revenue.
So the contribution to revenue, it breaks down probably 75% on payments and 25% on the services side of our business.
Okay. And while your top line growth was great, your earnings did come under pressure and your trading profit declined by 7.5%. What do you attribute to that?
So there were two issues that are the cause of that. The one is we have a very conservative accounting policy. We don't capitalize any expenses that we incur to amortize over future periods. We take the entire hit in the period in which those expenses are incurred. And we have obviously experienced a lot of growth, and to be able to accommodate that growth, we need to spend some money on infrastructure.
Yes.
And so we have done that. And those expenses evidence themselves in this financial year. So that's one item. And by way of example, our headcount has increased by 100 people over the course of the last 2 years, and people that we hire are obviously very well-accomplished, technically skilled people, and that doesn't come cheap. So that's part of the expenditure. And the second is we had an old pre-existing contract with one of our clients, which was off market. So as a result of some renegotiation with them, we brought them in market with some of the other clients that we bought on more recently, and we had to absorb some of those costs. So those are two items that affect our earnings this period. But the health of the business is really solid,
yes,
given the 20% top-line growth and the cash conversion, which is evident in the numbers that we posted.
So you may have just touched on this in your response, but you're currently in the middle of a deal with the owner of African Renaissance. What's that deal all about, and how is it expected to add value to your business when it goes through?
So African Renaissance is a business that we acquired 2 years ago. And when we acquired it, the owner of the business at the time was Dr. Nyschloss, who recently celebrated his 70th birthday. He had a technology business that developed some of the technologies that we use. He retained some of that IP, and we licensed it on an exclusive basis. This transaction allows us to gain complete control of that technology, allow us to develop it as we see fit against our priorities, and it is a very nice transition for us. We anticipated the transition of Dr. Nyshaw, given our knowledge of his position, and over the course of time, we have put in place incremental management structures and hiring additional people to help in that transition. So it does bring an end to the chapter of African residents' prior ownership, but we think the positions are the companies are very well positioned going forward.
So you're busy investing for the future, for future growth, and as at the end of March this year, you had some 611 million cash to play with. What are you looking to apply your free cash to in the current financial year?
So part of that capital would be used to repurchase these shares that you mentioned from Dr. Nyshaw. But the rest of it we'll continue to use to invest in the organic growth, and you've seen the growth that we posted of 20% is all organic growth, so we'll continue to invest behind that and look for other companies that are complementary to the portfolio of services and products that we offer.
So your operation Synthesis, it focuses on the area of cloud computing and has a relationship with the Amazon Web Services, which is setting up offices in Cape Town as sort of the headquarters for Africa. What's the relationship there between those two, and what's the scope for growth, and do you have sights on providing services beyond South Africa's border to the rest of the African continent?
So that's a very interesting question. So the Amazon is setting up a data center in South Africa, which is scheduled to open 2020. That is a phenomenal opportunity for us because it removes a lot of the concerns that some customers have in moving to the cloud, that being regulatory and the other being latency, the time delay between moving from an event to wherever the data center is. So if it's based in Luxembourg or London, you've got that latency associated with the transport. Being in Cape Town, it removes that latency. It also removes any regulatory issues about where the data is housed. And we think that that will open up tremendous opportunity for customers and banks in South Africa, other financial institutions, to migrate their infrastructure to the cloud. Our relationship is such that we are the most advanced partner that Amazon has across the African continent, focused on financial services with accreditation in both financial services and development opportunities. And we're looking to capitalize on their investment and them with us. We refer business to each other, and we think it's a great relationship.
Super. To what extent are you affected by the current economic situation in South Africa? Do you feel that you're quite a resilient business? Because most of the CEOs that I speak to always talk about the difficulties that they have to encounter with a slow, lackluster economy.
So we are not unaffected by that at all. Luckily, we are growing market share. So if the market stays constant and we grow market share, we'll be able to continue to exhibit some growth on the payment side. And on the services side, we are a mission-critical business priority for financial institutions to be able to compete with the new banking entrants, which are all technology-enabled, whether it's Time Bank or it's Bank Zero or Capitec or Discovery Bank. All of those banks are premised on having a technology foundation that allows them to do things faster, better, cheaper. And banks who are more established need to transition their existing infrastructure to do something similar. And so I think there's a huge opportunity for us in facilitating that.
Okay, super. Thank you very much, Bradley, for your time and just giving us an update on the company. That was Bradley Sachs. He's a joint CEO at Capital Appreciation.